Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Shall we pray for the word of God? Thank you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity you are giving. Thank you again that you are going to speak to our hearts. Avail us, Lord, and speak through your servant. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. It's a great privilege for me once again to stand here in the name of the Lord. I would like to welcome you to this meditation, which is entitled Giving Thanks, My Response to the God Who Saves. It has become a custom here at Gomaville to begin the year with taking sufficient time to give thanks to the Lord, and this year is no exception. So, as I was preparing for this sermon, I was wondering, what if each of us is given the opportunity to write on a blank paper, on a blank sheet of paper, everything that the Lord has done for us so far? What would you write on it? Would you be able to fill a blank sheet of paper, writing every single thing that the Lord has done for you? Can we do this exercise? Not here, but at home. I've tried to do it myself, and it was really a blessing. It was really gratifying. And I would like to invite you to do it as well when you get home. Just take a sheet of paper and begin to write on it everything that the Lord has done for you throughout the last year to date. The psalmist David tried and he did this exercise. I would like to invite you to see what he wrote. Psalm chapter 1:1-6. Let's turn our eyes and mind Psalm 116. I'll be reading from NIV, from verse 1 down to verse 14. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of the death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I call on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I'm greatly afflicted. In my alarm I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. That is God's word. Hallelujah. Giving thanks. My response to the God who saves. Giving thanks is the response of the psalm that is ascribed to David, to the salvation that he had received from the Lord. What is the psalmist saying here in this passage that we've just read? The psalmist is writing and saying at least three things. The first thing the psalmist is saying is, God, I know and I can remember where you took me from. I've not forgotten where I was. I still remember the trouble I was in. I was stressed, pressed, distressed, oppressed. I almost passed away. I was sad. I was low and unfortunate. I was lost, alone. Did you feel alone? David felt alone and desperate. He's saying, I couldn't trust anyone, because he says, everyone is a liar. Did you find yourself in this state that you could not trust anybody? Because nobody could be honest with you. You see, sometimes when we go through troubles, everyone is smiling at you. Everyone is trying to comfort you. But you hardly find anyone being honest with you. You feel like everyone is a liar, and people are talking at your back. David experienced that. And he says, I still remember. I remember where I was. Brothers and sisters, the good news that we preach Sunday after Sunday is sometimes difficult to be received with excitement by many of us. And the reason is, we hear the good news, but we don't understand the bad news. And because we don't understand the bad news, we find it difficult to be excited about the good news. David knew where he was. He understood the bad news. So he couldn't help but name, write everything that the Lord had done for him. Hallelujah. The second thing that the psalmist is saying is, God, I've seen you at work. I've seen you because you heard me. I'm a witness of your work in my life. Are you a witness of what God has done in your life? What have you seen God do in your life? Can you name it? Can you recall it? Can you write about it? Can you testify about it? Can you tell it to someone that God has done so and so? If it was not for God, I wouldn't be here. Do you have such a testimony? David would say, God, you came to my rescue. You did not stay indifferent. You protected me. You showed up when I needed you. Hallelujah. God showed up. He showed himself as the deliverer of the psalmist. How did God show up in your life? Can you write about it? The third thing David is saying in the psalm is, God, I've seen who you really are. Hallelujah. I know where I came from. I know where I was. And I've seen you at work. As a result, I have rediscovered you. Hallelujah. Have you seen, have you rediscovered who God is in the midst of your trouble? Have you given God a new name? Whom do you call him to be? The psalmist says, this God of mine is a loving God. He begins the psalm by saying, I love the Lord. Based on what I've experienced, this God is a loving God. This God is compassionate. He treats me based on his love for me, not based on what I deserve. He's compassionate. He's merciful. He has given me his grace. He has been patient with me. He is good and he's worthy of my trust. Hallelujah. He's worthy of my trust. He's worthy of my song. And he's worthy of my worship. Brethren, I hope you can see with me that this song is not a song performed from a pulpit. It is not a song that is triggered by a worship leader. Let's sing to the Lord. No. He's singing from the bottom of his heart. There is no external motivation to tell God who he really is. I pray that we will come in this temple Sunday after Sunday without needing anybody to tell us, let's sing to the Lord. I pray for the day where we will all come and begin to lift our voices and say, God, you have been so good to me, whether there is drum or not. Whether there is the keyboard or not, whether there is someone standing to lead me or not, I have a reason to sing because you are worthy of my worship. That's the psalm, what the psalmist is saying. Hallelujah. Do you have a reason to praise and worship him this morning? The psalmist has spoken. He has spoken, but his response is not limited to words. What's the psalmist's response to what God has done for him? Yes, he has sung, but he also has a response. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, a grateful heart is always sensitive. A grateful heart is mindful of what God has done And because God has done something, I can't stay silent. I can't remain unmoved. A grateful heart is always, always willing to return the favor to God. A grateful heart is always willing to make resolutions. What I've received is so much that I can't just stay unmoved. And the psalmist demonstrates this attitude. This is what he says. He says, as long as I live, as long as I live, this is a lifelong commitment for the rest of my life. Because of what he has done for me, from now on, as long as I breathe, I will call on you. Hallelujah. I will call on you and I will only find rest in you. Hallelujah. For the rest of my life, is there anything that God has done for you that leads you to make a resolution? Not for 2024. But for the rest of your life. Do you have a place where you have built an altar and say, for the rest of my life, this is what I will do? Hallelujah. This is what the psalmist does. And whom are you counting? Because he says, I will count on you. I've tried the people. I've tried with my boss. I tried counting on my father. I tried counting on my job. I tried counting on my friend, my sisters, my cell group. I tried counting on my pastor. I tried. But my resolution, from now on, I will count on you. Hallelujah. Because there are things that only you can do. And I will rest. I will put my trust on you, whether I receive help from the east or not. Whether I receive a response to my requests or not. I will find rest in you. This is the resolution that David takes after experiencing everything that God has done for him. Whom are you trusting, brother and sister? Whom are you trusting? And whoever or whatever you are trusting will be put to test sooner or later. The second thing that David does in response to what God has done, he says, I will commit and I will honor my commitment to giving. My relationship with you will not remain. It will not just be about words. Between you and me, it will be something beyond words. I will give you thanks. I will sing to you. I will fill this sheet of paper with everything that you've done for me. But I won't stop there. I will give thanks with everything that I have. I will bring my offering to you. That's what he meant by, I will lift up the cup of salvation. In some versions, it says, I will give my wine offering. Hallelujah. The psalmist is saying, between you and me, there will be words, yes, but there will be actions. And today, I commit I commit to this God. Why? Because he saved me from where anyone else would have saved me. Hallelujah. When you consider how much God has showed his love for you, are you going to say, like David, what shall I return to the Lord? This is not just a question. What shall I return to the Lord? I remember my wife and I, we visited a couple in a remote place here in Goma. A couple that were living in a very humble home. We went to visit them. The wife had given birth. And they were so happy to see us. They could have never expected us to reach their place. In fact, the home was so... our car could not even enter the compound because the home was behind another house. It was behind another house. And for you to get to the house, you had to go through a very narrow corridor. Even a motorbike would hardly pass through that corridor. But we got there. But the joy was so great. And the man and the wife, when we were about to leave, we could see that the wife was really moving around, trying to find out, what are we going to give to these people? And we decided to shorten our stay and to leave. And we just told them, no, don't bother. We just came to say hi. But the man was unsettled. So when he was ushering us back from the home, he came close to me and he extended to me a dollar bill. And I said, no, you can't do this. He said, no, please take it. We should have cooked for you, but we didn't have time. You have to take this. I was so uncomfortable. This is what a man who asks himself, what shall I give to what I have received? What God has done for you will be so great and so big that you don't find in you what to give him. That's a grateful heart. And my question for you, how do you respond to a God who has given not only something, but himself? He has given himself to you. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, God loves so much, so much. God loves us so much that he found nothing better to give us than himself. What will you give in return? Hallelujah. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Can you lift up your voice and tell God, Father, Jesus, I'm short of words, but this is my commitment this morning. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Abel, for this powerful message.